The Gemara says that plain, ordinary meat, roasted meat, so you need enough meat for two meals, not just enough meat to accompany bread that's eaten with two meals. And the Gemara says, why? Omer of Yosef, we know, amen Allah, tahani parsoi achli tabaki below nahama. Because the Parsiim eat cubes of meat without bread. Omer le'abayu parsoi haviruba di'alma. The Parsoim are koveya, what the minig is, how to eat bread. They're the most of the world. Vasnan, we see it doesn't go like that. It goes by what people do themselves, not what other people do. Vasnan, dig the anim laniim. By anim, a small piece of cloth. There's makabel tumas medris, three etzbos by three etzbos. And big di ashirim lashirim. But for ashirim, that's not makabel tumah. You need a bigger piece, because aniyim don't save a little piece and use it for anything. So you need three tfachim by three tfachim for an asher. Aval big di ashirim laniyim lo. But what's it called? Rashi, kolomer, laniyim lo bo'inen big di ashirim. You don't need three tfachim for an army to makabel tumah. Elakivan de lididu chazu. Since for them it's fit, you go by them, not by what other people do. Ozni basrayu, hachanami, afagav le parsoi lav liftanhu, kiven de lidon havi liftan nizke b'shir zuta. Even though the parsoim don't eat bread with their meat, so they need a bigger shear if they want to make an eruv, but we eat bread with meat, and therefore you shouldn't need the bigger shear. Just like aniyim don't need a bigger shear to be makabel tumah because of the ashirut. The chitei mahacha lechumra vahacha lechumra. No, we always go the chumra. Whatever is the chumra, either you go by the person himself or you go by other things. By the tuma, it's a chumra to be metame a smaller shear for aniyim. So we go the chumra. Over here, the chumra is to need more meat to make an eruv. So here we'd go the chumra also and say that you have to go by what some people do, not just what you do. Mar says no, vatanya, that's not true. Reb Shimben Elazar Omer, Ma'arvin Lechola Ulazakein, Kedei Mezono, Ularadson Besuda Beninish Shel Kolodim. Right? Lemaisa, by what Reb Shimben Elazar says, that a Chola and a Zakein need less, they eat less. So the amount of food for two meals for them is a lesser amount than a normal healthy person. And for them, you can make an Erev with the smaller amount. So you go after what they did, even though it's Lekula. Even though it's smaller amounts, not the larger amount, therefore it's Lekula. And a rab's son, a person who's hungry, doesn't need as much as he needs. The most you can need is what an average person eats. But you can need less if the person himself has less. So you see that by Erev you go the kula, not the chumra. Right? So why should it be just because the Persians don't eat meat with bread, you should need a bigger shear for everybody? Just the opposite. But people go feed their shear, unless it's a chumra to go on their shear, then you go with the average shear. Rashi, hacha lechumra, the kivin the chazu lehu mekabli tuma. Here you go lechumra, since it's fit, the smaller amount is fit for aniyim, so that's why it's mekabli tuma, because it's a chumra. But hacha lechumra, da'ad da'havi liftan lekule amali boy shura rabba. Right? But here also we go lechumra. Until everybody would eat it with bread, since there are people who eat it without bread, you have to be machmir and have a shear without bread. That's what the Gemara says, maybe you think that. It's not true. Vatanya gabi eruv. To keep in the chazul zokin lechola, you see that you don't go the chumra after someone else. You go even the kula after the person himself, and therefore an old person, a sick person, can't eat too much. Afagav the lechola adam lo havi mazon shtei sudos. Even though for an average person that wouldn't be the amount of food that he eats by two meals, but ma'arvin miho leman dechazi. But for a sick and an old person who eat less, that's good enough for them to be a shear of an eruv. The gavi rav son de ochel tvei, a person who's hungry, who eats more, sagi bebeninus, ama the kulasin, we always go the kula. You don't need more than what an average meal is, but you can need less. Okay. Kasha. What is it? Kasha. Oh, mi omer of Shimon Elazar hachi, the Rav Shimon Elazar say taka, that we really go after each person, vatan, Rav Shimon Elazar omer, og melech haboshon, pischo kimiluov. Right, the halacha is like this, Rashi, pischo kimiluov, lahatzil al sharp sachin. The e leka pesach de chazile kol chur mole egro shemiksolim tmei. The halacha is like this: if you have a mace in a house, and you have doors in the house, a lot of doors, and they're all closed, So past the door is not, and there's not makabel tuma. There's no tuma after the doors. The tuma stays in the house. Now, if what's it called? If then you're going to have to take the mace out of the house. So we don't know which door you're going to use to take the mace out of the house. So if there's one door that's miyuchad, that's where you're going to take him out, then that doorway is tameh, and even what's past the door, and something's underneath the mashkof, is makabel tuma, and all the other doors are tahar. What's beyond the door is tahar, right? Unless you open the door. If you don't open any of the doors, only the one where you're going to take the mace out is already tameh on the other side of the door. Okay. If you don't know which door you're going to take out, so you can take them out of any door, then all the doors are tameh. Not only the doors, but every Pesach that is, what's it called, big enough of a mali egrof, already is tameh. And if something's under there, it's makabel tuma. Now, if you have Og Melech HaBoshen in the house, so all the doors are tameh, because, what's it called, you don't know which door you're going to take out. Some door you're going to have to make bigger. And therefore, Pischo Kimiluo, the only door that would be matzel, all the other exits, is if that door, that entrance is big enough to take him out. But if no entrance is big enough to take him out, then all the entrances are tameh, because you don't know which one. You're going to have to make some, you have to widen one of the entrances, because none of them are big enough for Og Melech HaBosh.
How did they get in?
What?
How did they get in?
He died in the house. He was there. Well, he was there, but I don't know. It's a good question. He came through the chimney. He, huh? And then they closed up the door afterwards.
No, there's all kinds of circumstances. You have six people that sit at home and eat on the bed for a year. And then
yeah, but how did he get in the year before? He was still Og Melech HaBoshen. Okay. So, Lemaisa, what do you see? That the doorway is not stam a doorway. It has to be big enough for the person himself. You don't go after the average. You go after that metzias of that person. If Abaye, and Abaye said, no, it's not a question. Hosam hechilavit. Right? Over there's no way to get the guy out of the door. Hadomi nahadme, the nafke, you're going to cut him into pieces and take him out? Obviously, you're not going to do that to a mace. That's nivel hamace. You can't cut him up. So, therefore, what's it called? Mashmal, even a goy, you can't be menavel. Because he's using Og Melech HaBoshen as an example. So, obviously, therefore, you're going to have to take him out of one of the doors by widening the door. And therefore, one of the doors has to be widened so all of them are equal. There's no reason to assume that one of the that this door is not going to be the one they're going to widen. Rashi?
But just like they know which door they're
going to
take out a regular guy from, why wouldn't they be able to decide which one they're going to widen?
No, they don't know. That's it. They know for sure that this is the one they're going to do is one thing, but if they don't, then all the doors are already in the same stuff.
So then what's the difference between him and a regular person?
No, because a regular person, if you have one door that's big enough to take him out and others that aren't, then the halacha is that the one that's big enough is the one that is, even if you haven't made up your mind to go which one to go out. But over here, none of them are big enough. And the one only one that you can take him out is one that would be big enough.
Ah, so right. Until then,
right. Hadume nahadme, nidnatru levorni, they're going to cut him up. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Iboyelu. So therefore, that's no raya that over there you go after the person himself, because the metzias is that you can't get him out unless you open up a door. So the only door that would be, the one that would be matzel, all the other doors from Tuma, is one that's big enough mamish for him. Did the Rabbanan argue Rav Shimon Elazar? And they would hold that you don't go after the person himself, Lekula. In other words, what Shimon Elazar says like this. If the person eats less, then Lekula, you don't need as much for an Eruv. If the person eats more than the average, you don't need more than the average. Always goes Lekula. So the Rabbanan argue on that or not. Toshma, the Omer Rabba Barbarchan, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Og Melech HaBoshon. So here we have the other case. Pischo bi'arbo, right? By Og Melech HaBoshon, the Pesach that will become Tomei is if it's four Tvachim, what's it called? Four Amos. Four Tvachim, right? Four Tvachim wide. Samara says, so the Chari, see, you don't need something big enough for him. The average would be enough. A doorway that's four tefachim is good enough for an average person. And even Og Melech HaBashan, that's considered a doorway, even though Lemaisa, you can't get him through it. Samara says, no. Chasim the Ika Psachim Ketanim Tuva. The Ika Chad the Haviarba. That's talking where there are other smaller openings that are less than four tefachim, and one that's four tefachim, right? That when you're going to take him out of one door, right, you're going to have to make one of them wider. So it's mistaber, you'll make the bigger one wider than the smaller one wider. If you have to make it wider, you'll do less work. So if you have a bigger opening, that's the one you're going to take him out. So therefore, if there's a Pesach of Arba Tvachim, and the other ones are less, then it's clear you're going to take him out of this one. But Lamaisa, because you're going to have to make one of them bigger. But Lamaisa, if there are no ones that are smaller, they're all the same size, then in Echanami, the Pesach for Og Melech HaBashan has to be big enough to take him out. Rashi, Pligi Rabbanan B'meis B'vayis. In this case of the mace in the house, did the Rabbanan argue or not? Psachim Ketanim, Pchusim Midalit. There are smaller ones less than four tefachim, and one that's four tefachim. Bahu Marava, Chilkach Matzal Al Kula. So we're sure that in the end, they're going to take him out of the one that's four tefachim, even though it's not big enough for him, because they have to make something wider, better to make the wider one wider than the narrower one wider. Aval kulam shovim bedalit, obi yud amas, if they're all equal, they're all four tefachim, or they're all ten amas, kulam tre, they're all tamei. The lo yadina behind Merava, because we don't know which one they're going to take him out, because they're going to have to make one of them wider, and they're all equally in the suffix. Vafilu niftach echad mehen, v'acherim skurin, even if one of them's open and the other ones are closed, o chishav alav lahotzio be'echad mehen, even if they thought to take him out of one of them, disnan bigmar meseches beya, hu tamei v'kulan tahorin, in that kind of case where they decided they're going to take him out one door, then that door is tamei and all the other ones are tahor, honi milehechad dahai chazilei, that's only where that door is fit to take him out. But over here, vafilu kulu chazilei, even if the other ones are also fit, once you made up your mind to take him out that door, right, that's the one that becomes tamei and the other ones are tar. If none of them are big enough, you're going to have to do something to make it big enough. Uboy meravach, bekul and shan, they're all equal, lo yadin and behind meravach. Then we're still not sure which one they're going to make, even if they had in mind, but it's not just a question now of taking him out that door. You're going to have to make the door bigger. So now they may change their mind. Because they may see it's too much of a problem to make this one bigger. There's a need of Maisa. So therefore, where none of them are big enough, right, even though for a regular person they're big enough, so if you're a regular person in the house, and you'd have 10 psachim, and they're all four tefachim wide, so then, and you've made your mind, you're going to take them out one of them, then that's the only one that becomes tamei. But by Og Melech HaBashan, since none of them are fit to take Og Melech HaBashan out, right, even if you made up your mind, you're going to take him out of this one, and that's four tefachim, and the other ones are also four tefachim. But you're going to have to do something to make that Pesach big enough, then it doesn't take away from the other ones, because maybe you'll, in the end, make the other ones big enough. So you have to do something, right? It's not just a matter of deciding which one to go out. Deciding which one to make wider, then you can always change your mind. Have to make the other one wider. Something will happen, you can't do that, or whatever. So then they're all tummy. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ravashi, Amar Rav, Ma'arvin b'basar chai. Right, Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav that you can make an Eruv with raw meat. And we said before that it either means really raw meat because the Bavloyim, some people eat raw meat, or it means not fully cooked meat. Amar Rav Shimi bar Chiya ma'arvin bebeitzim chayos. You can use raw eggs as an Eruv. The Kama, how many do you need? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Sinai Omar, who was Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is called Sinai because he knew a lot of, he had a lot of Bekias. He knew a lot of Mishnayos and Brises. Stein. Two raw eggs is enough for, sometimes you eat raw eggs with a meal, and one for each meal. Two of them is enough to be considered Mazon Shtei Sudos. Rashi. Sinai Kori Rav Yosef. With Isha Yubaki Mishnayos Uba Brises. Melech umay, hanodim min amazon mutter b'mayim umelech. A person made a neder, I'm not going to eat mazon, so he's allowed to eat water and salt. Where it says, melech umayim hu delo ikri mazon. Mashma, that only salt and water are not called mazon. Ha'kom mi le ikri mazon. Everything else is called mazon. Le'im atzavet yuv to the Rav Shmuel. Let's say this is a question on Rav and Shmuel. The Rav and Shmuel, Damri Tarbaya, both Rav and Shmuel said, Ein mevorchen borei mimzonos, ela chameshes haminim bilvat. Rav and Shmuel say, you only make a bracha borei mi hamizonos on the five types of grain. That means only things that are called mazon is these five types of grain. And from here it's mashma that everything's called mazon except for salt and water. The Gemara says, "V'lavos dine chadazimna." We asked this question already once, right? Lemitavit yuftayu. We asked. Let's say this is a question on Rav and Shmuel. So Gemara says, "No." We asked this already. Gemara says, "Lemitavit yuftayu nami miha." We asked it from other places. Gemara says, "No. Maybe it's a question from here." And the difference would be that if for some way we could answer the other places, this would remain a question. So as many questions as we can ask on, the better it is from different places. Rashi. The Gemara in Brachos asks the same question from another Bryce. So why do we have to ask it again? The Gemara says, because if you answer the other one, this Bryce is still going to be a problem. The Gemara says, no. Amar Abchuna, Ba'omer kol hazon olai. Well, you didn't say mazon. Taka mazon is only what's it called, five kinds of grain. But if you said kol hazon, anything that nourishes, not anything that is mazon. Mazon is only five grains. Anything that's zon, anything that nourishes, is everything except for salt and water. Anything is nourishment except for water and salt, but not everything is called mazon. Mazon is only the five grains. V'omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana ki aviyazilna basrei Rabbi Yochanan lemechol teiri de genusar. When I went with Rav Yochanan to the Galil to eat the sweet peiros of the Galil, ki avin be meyof, we were 100 people going, havi magtin on the kolchad v'chad asor asor. Everybody got 10 pieces of fruit. Ki avin be asor, if we were only 10 people going, havi magtin on the kolchad v'chad meyof meyof. Everybody got 100 pieces of fruit. V'chol meyof minayhu, havi magzik lehu tzino bastal tesoy. And, the 100 of those fruit filled up a basket of 3 saw. V'havi ochelahu lekulam. We ate them all, right? Ate tremendous amounts of this fruit and didn't get filled up. V'omar shvuasad lo toim lizyuni. And I swear that we didn't feel filled up. We didn't feel satisfied. Like, ate all this fruit and we never got satisfied. It was just, it was like a dessert. You didn't get filled on that. So Mara says, you see that these things don't nourish you. We didn't feel filled up. We didn't feel nourished. So it's mashma that even these fruits don't nourish. Not that everything nourishes except for salt and water. These fruits also didn't give nourishment. You didn't feel filled up from it. Mara says, ema mizon. Not that we didn't feel nourished or filled up. We didn't take the taste of the taste of mazon, right? Because only grain gives you that taste. But this fruit, taka, wasn't mazon, but it was zayin, it was, what's it called, it was nourishing. So only mayim and melech are not nourishing, fruit is. But anything that's not the chameshes haminim is not mazon, and these fruits weren't mazon either. Rashi, ginoser, no. Ba'omer kol hazon olai. Masnis in the osr le b'chol mile. Right, so the Mishnah says that it's osr. If a person said, right, he asked hanoder min hamazon. He made a neder not to eat mazon, right? He's not talking where he said that lashon. I'm not going to eat mazon. Then he's only asked to eat the five grains. But where he's asked to eat everything except salt and water, lav de omer ye asher alai mazon. The vade lo mikri mazon ala hay minim. The havi min dogon. The zayini v'sade liba. Because mazon is something that's nourishing and that, what's it called, makes you feel full. Elikagon da omer yasra like kol hazon. Anything that's nourishing, I'm not going to eat. The mashma called dover hamasbia dechol mile zayni chutz mimayim v'mela. That, something that's nourishing or fills up a person, that everything does, except for water and salt. Avol nisid lo sade v'lo mikri mazon. But it's not something that you make a meal on, right? That's called mazon. Meal you make around the five minim of dogger. But nourishing, everything's nourishing. Genuser, Zemara says, well, we'll see this fruit isn't called zon, zium, it's not called what's it called, nourishing. Genuser eretz yam kineres, uperosel mesukin, this is the fruits of the Galil, and they're very sweet. It wasn't filled up from them. I'm still hungry. So you see, they're not nourishing. Mara says, no, just say that he didn't feel that he ate a meal. That he felt nourished. He felt nourished from this, but he didn't feel like he ate a meal. Amrav huna marav, shvua shalo ochal kikar zu, ma'arvin lo ba. If a person made a nether, I'm not going to eat this kikar. So you can make an eruv with it. First of all, he can have hanoah. Now he just said, I'm not going to eat it. And other people can eat it. And we learned already that you can make a nazir with wine and a Yisrael with truma because somebody else can eat it. Kikar zu alai, but if he said, this kikar is aser to me, then ain marvin loba. Then you can't use it for an eruv because he asered not only eating it, but any enjoyment. And making the eruv is an enjoyment too. So he can't get the enjoyment of making an eruv because he asered it completely on himself. Rashi. Because when he said kikar, what's it called? Shalo ochal kikar zu. I made a nether not to eat this kikar, right? He only made a nether from eating it. He can't eat it. Other people can eat it. Just like you can make an eru for a nazir with wine. Other people can drink it. It's edible to other people. That's good enough. Kikar zu alai mashma kol davar hanasa kasar alai. But when he said kikar zu alai, then he's mashman, he's asking all hanoah, and making an eruv is a hanoah. So Gemara says, neisei. So the Gemara makes a distinction between kikar zu alai and kikar, shalo ochal kikar ze. Okay. Neisei. Hanoder min hakikar, ma'arvin lo ba. If a person made a nether, concerning a kikar, you can use it for an eruv. My lav domra lai isn't even talking where he said kikar zu alai, and still you're allowed to use it for an eruv, right? Even though he ashered all hanos, but you only make an eruv for a dvar mitzvah, and mitzvahs lav lahenis nitno. That's not called hanoah, something that's a mitzvah. Where it says lo the omar zu, talking where he said kikar zu, right? To go lo ochal kikar zu. Makes sense if that's what it's talking about. When is it you can make an eruv when he made a shvua that he won't taste it? Mashma that he only mentioned eating. But if he said not shalo atameno, but he said this kikar is aser to me, which would, like what Rashi says, include all other hanos, then it's aser, right? That's the case, then why does the Mishnah distinguish when he said, Hanoder min hakikar, and when he said, Shaloat temenu, Adetani kikar zu hektish. The end of the Mishnah says that if you said kikar zu hektish, so now it's also bahanoa, hektish is also to everybody, ain ma'arvin loba, you can't use it as an eruv. Lefisha ain ma'arvin behektashos, you can't make an eruv with hektish. Why does the Mishnah have to find the extreme other case to be osir? There's a middle case that's osir. Right? He could have said the same iser by a kicker that you asser with eating, not by hektish. It's mashma, if you made a kicker asser to you, then it's you can make an eruv. If you made a kicker hektish, then you can't make an eruv. Why did the Mishnah have to make such a far distinction? It could have said, if you make a kicker asser to you that you're not going to eat it, you can make an eruv. But if you made the kicker asser that it's asser to you in everything, even if it's not hektish, you can't make an eruv with it. Why did it have to go to the other extreme? Liflog v'lisnei b'dida. Make a difference even in what you're discussing. You're discussing where a person made a nether and asked the kicker on him. So tell me that if you made the nether for achila that you won't eat it, you could make the eruv with it. But if you made the nether that you won't have any enjoyment from it, then you can't make it. Right? Why did it have to go and to find the case that's asur by hektish? Right? And I'll know for sure that if you make a kicker asur b'nether, from all hanos, it's no better than hektish. Surely hektish is no good. So I would know the case of hektish from this case. Why does that have to go to the case of hektish? And then I don't know. Maybe it's only hektish. It's not. Nobody can have any enjoyment from you. Can't make an eruv. But something that only you can't have enjoyment, maybe you could. So if the case would be that making a nether where you can't have any enjoyment would be no good, then why didn't the Mishnah say that case? And I learned hektish from that instead of saying the case of hektish. And I don't know then what the halacha is where you made it personally to ask for everything. So why did it say, Vamed Dvarim Amurim Domer Zu? The only time it's mutter to make the Erev with a kicker that you made a nether on, as you said, I'm not going to eat this kicker. Aval Omar Olai ain't my Arvin Loba. But if he said, kicker zu Olai, meaning all Hanos, and this is the way Rashi learns, right, then you're not allowed to make an Erev. And surely you're not allowed to make an Erev with Hektish. Omar Lachor Avunas, Avunas says, no, Elamai, call Hecha de Omar Olai ma Arvin. So what are you going to tell me? That even if you said Olai, and you asked it even Bahanoah, it's still okay. Like we said, because an Erev you make only for a mitzvah, and the mitzvah's lav lahenis nitna. So it's okay. Hektish, we'll see, is a different story. So Moshe says, kasha. So either way you look, right, kasha resha. So the resha is a kasha. Why did it have to say the case where it's good is where I'll eat it? Tell me a bigger chiddush. The case that it's mutter is even if you said a lie, that it's also to me for everything. So Moshe says, elamai, you have to somehow fix up this Mishnah. Because the way that it is, whatever you learn is going to be something going to be difficult. Surei Mechsra says something missing in the Mishnah. The Hachikton, this is how you have to read the Mishnah. Hanoder min hakikur ma'arvin lobo va'afilu amar alai. A person who made a nether from bread. It's okay to make an Erev even if he said alai. Even if he said, I'm assuring it with all hano. Still can make an Erev for him. Okay? Nase ka'omer shvua shalakimenu. Because it's all considered as if he would have just made a shvua or a nether that I'm not going to eat it. Even the fact that he asked other hanos doesn't make it asher. The fact that he can't eat it is no problem because other people can eat it. The fact that he's not allowed to have hanos, it's not called hanos because mitzvah lav lahenisnit. Okay, Mishmar says, so that's what it means, right? If anything, any nether, right, is considered as if he said olai. So Mishmar says, mikom akom kasha l'rafuna, but nice in the end, it's still a kasha l'rafuna. Because Rav Huna says that Olai is, you can't make an Erev, and Shelo Ochel, you could make an Erev. And here it's Mashma, that any nether, whether it's Olai, or that I won't eat it, you could make the Erev. So Kasha and Rav Huna. Hu da'omer k'Rav Elezer. Rav Huna held like Rav Elezer. T'tanya, Rav Elezer omer, Shvua Shelo Ochel Kikur Zu, Ma'arvin Lo Ba. Rav Elezer said b'feirish, that if you made a nether, I won't eat this bread, then you could make an Erev for him. Kikur zu alai ein ma'arvin lo ba. If he made the nether that it's usher to me, then he can't make an Erev. So Mar says, "Miyom Rav Elezer Hafi." Does Rav Elezer really say that? So okay, Rav Huna now has somebody that he holds that says just like him. But Rav Elezer ever say that? For Tanya Zeh Klal, Adam Osher Atzmo Beochel Ma'arvin Lo Ba. If the person asser himself on the food, then you could make an Erev. Ochel Haneser Lo Adam Ein Ma'arvin Lo Ba. But if the food is usher to the person, meaning that he didn't say, I'm not going to eat it, but it's usher to me, then you can make an Erev. The way Rashi is learning, that if you made the nether, I won't eat it, then it's only eating. But if you said the thing is usher to me, then it means all kinds of hanos. Rabbi Lezer Omer, kikur zu alai ma'arvin lo ba. Kikur zu hektish ein ma'arvin lo ba. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, it doesn't make a difference if you usher the food on you, or you usher yourself on the food, it's always mutter to make an Erev. The only time it's also to make an Erev is you made the thing hektish. You can't make an Erev with hektish. So Mora says, Trei Tanoi v'alibad Rabbi Lezer. Right? There are two Tanoi in what's it called? One Tana holds right by Rabbi Lezer that any kind of nether is okay, and one Tana in Rabbi Lezer holds that Rabbi Lezer distinguishes between where you say you're not going to eat it and where, what's it called, when you don't have any hanoh. So Rashi. My love to Omer Alai, Shmami Nodelo Osir, Inish Adaite, Ela Derech Iker Hanosa. The Chinoder Adaite, Dachila Noder. Right? Even when a person said Olai, he didn't mean to Aser all Hanos, he just meant not to eat it. So even if he used the Lashon Olai, it doesn't Aser it with all Hanos, and therefore you can make an Erev. Shmur says, no, the Omer Harizu. Only where he said, this kicker is Osir to me, means he's not going to eat it. Shvua Shalo Ochal Kicker Zu. If he made a shvua, I won't eat this kicker, then he only meant food. But if he said, Olai, this kicker is usher to me, then he meant all hanos. Hektish vare usher b'chol hanos. Hektish for sure is usher, you can't have any hanos. There ain't no royal shumad. So by hektish, there's no question. If he said it's hektish, it's not fit for anybody. And you can't have any hanos from it. B'didei b'kicker shalchulin. Right? What's it called? He said he had a kicker, not of hektish, and he, what's it called, made a nether on it. Elamai kol heichad omer alai ma'arvin lo mashme lachila. Right? Even if he said alai, it only means eating. It doesn't mean hanos. But if it would mean hanos, then it'd be like hektish. So Kasha Reisha Diktani Amosai Vizmansha Omer Shvua Shalo Atimenu, the Mashma Ha Omer Alaila. Here, this Mishnah is Mashna, that if you made a Shvua, that you won't, it's Asr to you, that includes all Hanals, and therefore you can't use it as a neighbor. If you said, I won't eat it, then it only includes, I'm Asr to this kicker, that means you're not going to eat it. Umashani Holokasha, the Chsuri Nexra. Adnasika Omer, the Lomasik Adaiti Lesser Allah, Eladirachanasa Dainu Achila. Right? And then finally the Gemara comes out that the only Isra a person makes, whether he said Olai or he said Zu, he means only Tasr with eating. He didn't say specifically. So we assume that what he means, it's Asr, means to eat. He's not including other Hanos, no matter what he said. So now the Gemara says there's no distinction, not like Rav Huna said, but there's a distinction between where he said Olai and where he said Harei Zu, that by Zu it only includes eating, and by Olai it includes all other Hanos. No, there's no distinction like that. Whether you said Olai or Zu, and you didn't specifically say all other Hanos, it only means eating. Adam Osar Atzma Ochel, Shetola Haneder B'Maisa Shu Osa B'Atzma D'Hanu Shalocha. If he says, I'm not gonna have Hanoa from this thing, then the Hanoa he's talking about is something he does with an action, meaning eating. But if he says, this thing is usher to me, then he includes all Hanos. Ma'arvin lobo, the Hanodim Melehi, Valav Ihu Adit. Because he didn't want to include Hanos that come automatically, passively, only Hanos that come actively, which the main one is eating. Ochel Hanesra lo'adim, but if he ushered the food on himself, Kigon Kikerzu te usher alai, Oshua Shalo Ehenemi Kikerzu, the Hashalo Tolo Isra Maisa Shibagufo. He's not making the issue what he's going to do to the kicker, but what the kicker is to him, then it includes all Hanos. El afilu Hanod v'meila in Marvin, then he can't use it, because you're making it an Erev, you're getting Hanoah, and you ask it even other Hanos. This should really be Omer Reb Elezer. They're Magiyah it. Right. This is a new piece, not Lashon Acher, right? Reb Elezer Omer, Kikar Zu Alai, Ma'arvin Loba, even if you said Alai, you could make the Eruv, because you're not intending to make all Hanos, even there you only need food. Domer Lekamoni, Ma'arvin Ledvarmis, and Reb Elezer holds that even if you asked Hanoa, it's okay. Why? Because Reb Elezer holds later on, you can only make an Eruv for a Dvar Mitzvah. So the Eruv itself is a Mitzvah. You can't make an Eruv Stam for a Dover Rishus. You want to go to a party. It has to be a Bris or a Pidyon, something that there's a Mitzvah for. And even if you asked it with Hanoah, this is not called Hanoah, because mitzvahs aren't considered Hanoah. Hilkach mishum Hanoah lo ichdislan, v'im mishum delo chazilei, the mice, he still can't eat it. So how could it be an Erev? Right, hachazilei cheir. Other people can eat it. Do me the nozer, b'yayin. It's like you can make an Erev for a nozer with wine. Kikar zu hekdish lo chazilei l'didei v'lo achrinik. But if he said kikar zu hekdish, nobody can eat it. So therefore he can't make an Erev out of it. It has to be a suda that somebody can eat. Okay, that's what the meaning of the sugya is, at least according to Rashi. The other we should learn differently here, but we're learning Amud Yomi, not the Be'iyun over here. So we'll just leave what the sugya is, how Rashi learns the sugya. Say the other ones, I have to go through the whole thing again and see how it works out. But in any case, that's how Rashi learns. The whole sugya hinges around the fact, when a person said Olai, does he mean other Hanos, or does he only mean eating? And in the end, the Gemara says that Reb Elezer holds that even if you said Olai, and it means other Hanos, you still can make an Erev. Because Reb Elezer holds, Ein ma'arvin ela dvar mitzvah, and mitzvah lava henes nitnah. And the fact that you can't eat it doesn't mean anything, because other people can eat it. And that's just as good.